Hi, everyone. This is James in Florence, and we wanted to share our day that we had in San Francisco. We went to Fog Harbor Fish House, one of the best seafood restaurants in San Francisco, and we had a blast.
Yes, this was such a fun day. Perfect weather. We walked for a long time, and we also got to take a ferry ride, and it was wonderful.
Oh, this is kind of stupid, but we went to a car wash, and why do they have lights in it so they could charge more? Here, Florence gets mad at me every time for not smiling in pictures, and I am happy right here with a beer at the Marina's brewery. It was so amazing.
And we also, which was really nice, we got to make friends with the bartender, who was so wonderful. And we had such a good time there. Everybody was so friendly. And yeah, this is a great place.
Ferry schedule. You could pause it and you could check it out if you'd like. There's Mare Island Naval Shipyard, one of the most famous places in the military in the country. Is very important during the World Wars, and also even in 1800s, they built most of the nuclear submarines from here, and it was a huge employer for years. And when it closed down, it really destroyed kind of Solano County and Vallejo. But I think now they have housing, and they also made the news because they lost a lot of fancy wine there in a fire.
Oh, here we are on the ferry. Gorgeous day.
Now, some of you are going to get mad at us. Why didn't you just take a video? I'm telling you, there were people taking selfies. They were interrupting our videos so we could take selfies for them. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, as we were filming, they would literally walk in front and say, "Can you help us, please? We're taking some photos," or they needed help with selfies. But it was so funny.
There was San Rafael Bridge, the beautiful blue water.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Everything was just so pretty. And we had such a good time. This was great.
But we decided after a while it did get a little bit cold. Right when the Bay Bridge came in, right there in the picture, we decided to go inside.
Yeah, we got to see everything from inside, but we lasted as long as we could up on top outdoors until the wind just got the better of us. But it was nice to be able to experience both. And this was a really nice trip.
Now there we had already obviously got onto the Embarcadero, and we just took some pictures of other ships coming in and other boats coming in and ferries. And it's just a fun place to be. It's so busy.
Yeah. If you love to be by the water, then I highly recommend doing this.
Oh. There's Florence in front of her yacht.
Yeah. This, again, it was really nice being by the water and having all the ships come in and all the boats and my yacht, quote unquote.
Discovery Princess for the Hamilton, called the Hamilton, obviously a cruise ship. There we are taking a picture to the side of it. You can see Florence starting to get tired.
Yes.
And cold. And she kept saying, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" And I said, "We're almost there. We're almost there."
Like a 10-year-old.
And there's all the people. A lot of people do take the Vallejo Ferry to San Francisco for work. And a lot of people just do it for leisure, to have a day there. So it's very popular, and it was a great way to travel.
It was beautiful.
Oh, there's Florence's palm trees.
Yeah. What I thought was so interesting being in the city was that you get to see palm trees on every street. And usually in a big city, you wouldn't see something like that. But I thought it was really cool that the streets are lined with palm trees. And yeah.
She loves her palm trees. There's the e-scooters. Now, e-bikes, e-scooters, even e-cars can be rented. Smart cars can be rented for half hour, even a day. And it's really popular, especially among young people, to get around that way, because driving in the traffic, even though the traffic's a lot less than it used to be, which some people out of towners will say, "What?" But there she is at ABC News.
Yeah, ABC Studios. We were lucky enough to be able to go to ABC Broadcasting. And we just want to give a shout out to everybody in the newsroom.
Yes.
It was a fun experience. We had a great time.
Very nice people. We had some connections and just networking a bit. And we really appreciated their time. Busy lifestyle.
Yes, very busy doing news.
But we had a lot of fun over there. And there's the Transamerica building, mm-hmm. obviously very famous, built like a pyramid. I've worked there a bunch of times, and it is a beautiful building, very neat. And I believe it was the biggest or the tallest building for a long time west of Chicago for decades. But it's a beautiful place. Now, everyone complains about the traffic, but I'm telling you, since the pandemic, San Francisco is nowhere near as busy. And Florence thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah, I thought it was very busy. I'm used to New York. And I thought that that it was kind of busy. But he kept saying that this was nothing. This isn't busy. So
there's the famous Coit Tower. And it I believe, gives a 360-degree view of San Francisco. Incredible architecture. Art people tell me that is just the place to be in San Francisco. When you come there, you have to visit it. And it is a beautiful place, beautiful building. So there's the Coit Tower and Pier 39 Sea Lions.
Sea Lions. This was also another special thing to see. Oh, it was so fun. And you get to see all the sea lions out. You're going to see a video shortly where you get to see them and hear them. And there's so many of them. And again, big tourist attraction. Lots of people taking a video. And here they are.
Imagine that whole place, all those platforms filled with sea lions. That's how it is sometimes. But here's Pier 39 looking out at the beautiful marina.
Yeah, gorgeous. Again, if you love to be by the water, this is a great spot to be. And we walked a lot, and there was so much to do and so much to see.
Oh, Boudin Bakery. I used to tell Florence how my favorite breakfast when I used to work in the city is sourdough. A small sourdough from Boudin, and Pete's Coffee was right near there, and you'd smell that fresh roast. Oh my gosh, it was the best breakfast. I used to love it. But Boudin, very famous for their sourdough bread.
Oh, and here's Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, of course, from Forrest Gump.
That's right.
This was another touristy thing. We saw a lot of people taking selfies in front of the sign or just taking photos of the place. And we didn't go in, but we saw a lot of people going in. So we just got this shot because we thought it was cool from the movie.
And there's Florence in ecstasy with her drink.
My strawberry lemonade. By the time we got to the restaurant, we had walked so much, and it, of course, was a warm, beautiful day. I could not wait to get my strawberry lemonade. And I did have a couple of them, but delicious, perfect, not too sweet, and definitely hit the spot. And there's another photo of me. I could not wait. So good. Such a great place. Everybody was wonderful there.
Great service, great food, and just the freshest of seafood. It was amazing. But again, it gets warm when you're walking around so much. So
there's my meal. It was perfect because I love seafood. There was shrimp and lobster, crab, fish with a garlic mashed potatoes and string beans. So good. One of my most favorite things is seafood. So this was wonderful, and I ate every bit of it.
It was so fresh, the so fish. Fresh. It just melted in your mouth.
Yeah.
And everything was just, I hate going to restaurants, especially high-end ones, and you know the food's frozen. But this was just, and then add that pink lemonade. It just, in the sun, and it was just this beautiful,
and we're eating on the water. So again, they, get the fish fresh right there. So there's nothing like a fresh seafood.
And the sun was beating down. It was so hot. You couldn't see. And so we were trying to take pictures of everything around there because it's right off the water. We have a window seat. Got so bad they had to cover the windows.
You had to cover the blinds.
Oh, there's the Schipino, one of my favorite dishes. It had everything in it. Not as spicy as I would like, but again, you're dealing with tourists and stuff, so it's not going to be too spicy, but I like it really spicy. But the beautiful sourdough bread with the garlic bread, oh my God, dipped into that broth. It was incredible. Florence and I really had a great time.
Yeah, such great food. And again, the service was wonderful. Highly, highly recommend Fog Harbor.
Now, here's some more. They would do have posters all around talking about the history of San Francisco. It's very interesting, obviously, the importance of it since the 1800s. So it's interesting to see all these things and to read them and to learn about them, even at Fisherman's Wharf. So we had a great day. It was so much fun. We got a little bit tired, but we just had a blast. So we're so glad we could share this with you. Thank you all for your continued support. It really does mean a lot to us.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate you all so much.
Thank you, and have a great week.
Bye.